Hi, good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. I have one question to start the evening, which is, what are you afraid of? I'll ask you that question first and then follow it with, do you actually know what brings up fear in you? I'll bet you most of us don't really realize when we go into fear, do we? Because we might come up with a defense or a shyness or a caution or a self-consciousness or whatever. My purpose of talking about fear, and this is the third week that I've been talking about it, is to say that as we're moving toward ascension, as we're moving into a time where we can come forward and be stepping, hopefully gracefully, not always in my case and probably in some of yours too. Oh, goody, we've got a caller already. I think I know who it is. If you'll just hang on for a moment, I'll just finish a little bit of an amble here. As we're hoping to step gracefully on top of that great cocoon called the subconscious drive, as we're hoping to step out of that so it doesn't run our lives, it really is incumbent upon us to learn what we're afraid of, notice where our fears are. We don't even have to parse it and find out where they came from, what caused them. I mean, you can do that, but you don't actually have to have that awareness in order to step out of them or to release yourself from those fears. So what I'd really like us to do tonight is pay attention to our fears, and hopefully I'm going to be bringing those up with you. We'll be doing some meditations and so on and clearing as many of those as we can so we can get free as birds to create the reality we want without being kind of stuck in the quicksand of our subconscious. So good evening. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya calling.
Hi, Jaya. I'm really glad you called. I have to tell ladies and gentlemen at home that I encourage Jaya to call because she's got a very interesting situation, and I wanted us to take it into the sacred geometric structures. I don't know if you're willing to share yet, or shall I call in the structure? No, why don't we share what you'd like to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about basically the fear of the primal survival fears that a lot of us are in, and specifically those of us who are in certain offshore investments, and you seem to have a lot of those people you're talking to.
Yes, in my practice, there are a number, and I'd like to amp that up a teeny bit, which is that I have a number of friends, a couple of them very, very close friends, who have gotten caught up in actually a very spiritually wrapped up offshore investment, which was promising sort of multi-dividends, and a lot of it just hasn't come through. So I want to say that I have four different groups of beings who are involved in this, and also at a time when the economic whirlwinds are pretty weird, aren't they?
Very weird, yeah.
And what you asked me, Jaya, is we were working and we were talking about how do we unhook ourselves from this? Is that a fair question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And because it's not a simple question, but it's I just thought it was really a wonderful microcosmic question about how we extricate ourselves from our manifestation, from our attachments to people that affect our economy. You know, it could go on and on, couldn't it? Sort of vibrate through all kinds of our systems. So I thought we would take it into the sacred geometric structures and see if we can really amp up our, what were we calling it, the disconnection from those parts of that kind of thing that really play into our subconscious and keep us trapped or keep us enslaved is a good way to put it, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Jaya, and I also want to add this, which is that you have a very magical, magical vibration. And there's something about this attachment to this offshore investment that when it's released, I feel like you're going to have a much great, I don't want to say that you're probably going to be as free as a bird 100%, but I do see that if you can get really clear from the frequencies of that or being caught in the web of that, you will find your whole life being much more magical and much more in your own hands, because this is a situation that for you is very karmic. Karmic to people at home, I'm referring to as something that has a lot of ties with other lives. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel right now? Because I see in your physical, there's a lot of ways in which it records itself.
Well, I'm working energetically. I hope this will help tonight, too. It's so much in my body, this kind of survival instinct that's kind of running things. And therefore it's hard to extricate from hoping that this investment will succeed.
And you know what's really interesting is that in terms of the investment, that there are a number of ways in which you're connected. One is that many of the other people involved in the investment and you were all involved in something, I would say, thousands of years ago. Maybe it's even as far back as Atlantis. But it's like mm-hmm. it's not a short distance back in your... I know it's not a linear progression. However, we'll use that term right now to make it easier to understand. But a lot of you are in this incredible mesh around this same subject. So this is a rerun of an old situation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why I really wanted you to be on with the sacred geometrics tonight, because I think it's a really, really important thing. And also, and we won't go very far into the personal aspects of it, but there are specific connections to people involved in this, which are very deep for you as well. So you got two levels.
Yes.
One is the group and one is the individual, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's give it a shot. Let's take it into the sacred structures. And Jaya is an old student. You're not old. She's my age. We're young, eh, Jaya? You're a fairly long-term student anyway, and I know you're a wonderful meditator and a Maharishi student. But also, Drunvalo and the Merkaba. And the Merkaba is the light body that helps us move through dimensions. This is the way I understand it. It protects us, but it also moves us through dimensions. And the sacred geometric structures are slightly different because their focus and their motivation is a little bit different. So it doesn't matter if we're not in absolute agreement about what it is, okay? I'll just call it the way it works for the way I was taught it. And if you change it to make it yours, it's fine, okay?
Okay, and should I stay on the line or should I?
You can choose. You can either stay on the line or just hang up and sit and do the meditation with us. I hope you do the meditation with us.
Yeah, it'd be easier to put the phone down, so.
Okay, honey, thank you so much for calling in, and maybe we'll talk later or tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. Good night. So let's call in. Let's everybody close your eyes, unless you're walking, driving, running, riding your bike, whatever. So let's close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths. And let's call in over your head, perhaps 2 miles, 2 to 4 miles, a golden ball. And below your spine, another golden ball, maybe at 40 feet below your spine. And draw a golden filament of light from the upper golden ball through the spine into the lower golden ball. So you've been pierced. You're on a bit of a string, aren't you? And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And now upside down and meeting it point to point, another four-sided pyramid, whose point sticks into the lower golden ball. Now, when those two pyramids meet, you have an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. And now inside your eight-sided figure, there's a crystal ball. The outside edges of the crystal ball touch the inside edges of your eight-sided figure. And now inside of that is you, and you're in a star tetrahedron. And I'm going to get you to spin. The star tetrahedron is the three-dimensional Star of David. I'm going to get you to spin and spin and spin and spin. Spin. Good. Lots of people feel very dizzy when they spin, and it just really gives you the sense of actually moving the frequencies. Remember, we're vibrational vehicles of light, and we can actually tune in and move our frequencies and change our reality. So as we do, take a look in front of you on the magical screen. the first screen, we create a movie about what it is you want in your world. And I always want to be multidimensional and conscious about it. I'm coming from the heart. And I could add 500 other things, too. But it's my movie. I'm creating that. And I see it, feel it, know it. What are you creating? And now let's wrap that in light and move to the next one. And in the next one, I'm going back into Jaya right now. So in the next one, let's just go into a healing that we really want to create. And for Jaya, and also for the others, but we're really focusing on you tonight, Jaya. We're going to focus on Jaya healing her connections with this old karmic group situation in which her financial world is all caught up. It's really in a great big knot in this game. And we're going to see how trapped she is in a web. I shouldn't have used the word trapped. How caught she is in a web. And we're asking for the healing it would take to melt all of those connections between Jaya and her sense of creating her reality and her sense of money and wealth and resources and all the little strings that connect with the people involved with these offshore projects. And let's just exaggerate it. It always helps if you can actually feel the net first. And we're going to exaggerate those feelings and feel caught in it. And remember how the healing team comes into our healing center. This is a little different arrangement, but we're asking the healing team to come in and take and pull all of these connections now to release Jaya. To release Jaya, instead of living her karmic connection, she's living her creative visualization, her creative existence. Mm-hmm. Oh my, it seems to be caught. There's a lot of pulsing going on. I don't know what you're all feeling. Because you can be feeling your own release, your own connections and the things that are pulling you down and your own release of those. And know that we have tremendous help from our healing team and have those strings pulled off and pulled off. Mm-hmm. Pulled off. Oh, come on, it's coming. I feel like there's a real space coming at the base of your spine, Jaya. There is at mine as well. The other place that's really important. Now, ladies and gentlemen at home, you want to pay attention to where your body either pulses, which parts of your body start talking, because there's a tremendous amount in the heart chakra that is pulling and pushing, not only on Jaya, but on many of you out there. Call that up. When it's pulling and pushing and getting uncomfortable, it hits hot diggity. Call it up, feel it, exaggerate it, and ask your angels to take that part as well. Mm-hmm. Oh my. And what we like to do is see the people who are all caught in this, that there'd be a tremendous release. I'm not sure if we're asking for the money to come zooping in. I'm not thinking we're asking that. I'm asking that we be released from either the addiction or the attachment or the karmic pull of these experiences. And that everybody who's karmically involved finds themselves released from the huge pull of karma. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now we're asking for one more real big shot of light. Mm-hmm. Oh my, there's tremendous energy moving through. I hope you can feel that. Let it go. One more time, we're calling forth the disconnection between Jaya and the being that got the process going, and Jaya and all the other people, especially the ones you know, but all the other people involved with this particular great deal. There you go. It's moving through your body, Jaya. Pay attention to where it is. And there's several of you that are getting it through the ribcage. Now let's just send light up through. Good work. Light up through. Okay. So we're going to wrap that in light and release it. You might need to have a lot of water to drink, actually. Any of you, all of you, and release yourself, because this was very, very powerful. Came up through somebody's spleen, somebody's pancreas. It's just like all kinds of parts of your body that talk. Okay, let's run the light through that. Close off that particular little healing center. And then open another one where we have the team. And I have another client I spoke to today, and I asked her to pay attention, and we were going to do, this is a very special one as well, because even though this is about one specific client, many of you have these issues. She's in the corner, she's in a financial corner because of a house, and the house sales are really poor in her area, and she really needs this house to sell. I said, perfect, let's take that into the structure. Let's talk to the team, over the healing team around this situation. And we're calling them in and asking for help because many, many, many people are in some kind of mortgage despair right now or home despair or displacement despair or having some difficulty with a home or paying the mortgage or the sale of a house and so on. Anyway, this wonderful woman's name is Pat, and she's selling a house and really needs it to sell. And we're going to wrap her. Okay, so when I look at Pat, what I see is deep within her is a really deep insecurity. Of course she's an insecurity when you really need the finances to move a certain way and the world economic thing is being pumped at us as being in a disastrous place, and you need the money. You do feel that deep insecurity, so let's get with that. Let's get the feeling of the deep insecurity, and here we are right in our sacred geometric structures. Where does the insecurity hit you? For Pat, I'm seeing it right in the heart, actually, right down the rib cage, and again in the feet and the ankles. Now, some of you have it in different places. Somebody's got it in the ears and the head with headaches and so on. Someone's got it, a lot of you have got it in the neck, in various places in the neck, in the belly, in the legs. So you just keep calling it up. I want to feel that insecurity. And now hand it over, just hand it over, and back up, just hand it over, have your guides and angels take it. And now back up, and Jaya, you can be doing this one too, face your vision, see the place being sold or a better arrangement coming up. Maybe it'll be bartered, maybe it'll be traded, who cares? As long as you get into the situation where your financial base feels safer, right? And in fact, hang on. Okay, so I want you to see what it is you'd really like to have happen. You want the house to sell quickly. You don't want a whole bunch of contingencies. You want the house to sell quickly for the sake of all concerned. You want to have the, again, the attachments to the difficult parts of the mortgage and so on to be pulled away, right? Now we're taking some golden light and some violet flame and running it through the belly, which is where a lot of our attachments really reside anyway, isn't it? Right through the subconscious. Excellent. Excellent. And again, we're asking our guides and angels to flush light through this vision, to irradiate the new vision, that the results are what you want, the sale, the new place, or wherever you're moving to. Good. and then just keep that light, that golden light, going round and round this vision as we close off this particular healing room. And then we have a new healing room, and in that healing room, you've got this wonderful healing bed, healing table. I want you to bring yourself into the healing table and lie on it. And the team has replicated themselves. Lie on that healing table and either ask for help where you want help, or ask them what it is you need in order to be healed. So lie there for a few moments. I hope you can feel that vibration. To me, it's really powerful. And ask them what it is you need to hear or know. What does your team look like? And what's happening in your body? And they can help you and they can direct you. Again, I find that when a member of the team always has this kind of vacuum apparatus coming through part of his body, I think it's his body, I don't think it's extra, and he brings something out of my body, out of my head, actually, thought process. I don't have to describe it. I don't have to understand it, really, for it to be very effective. Good. And now let's do one more of the healing rooms. So let's bring in another table and have the team replicate themselves and bring in another person that you know needs healing. Now this is a woman I've known for a long time, and she's had many, 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 many issues come up, and we're really understanding that her central nervous system has been so whacked by whatever means that even if she has a small bang or something that you and I might have gotten through very quickly, it's a long-term healing for her. And I feel like, yes, she's ready to receive the healing. I don't know what that means. I'm just saying what comes through right now. She's ready to receive the healing, so we're wrapping her in light and watching that healing team work with her entire central nervous system. Good. And who's on your table? All right, let's wrap that up in light. And now what's happening politically? Let's do a political one. There's a lot going on politically, isn't there? So I want you to see a political scene that you would love to have solutions for. I mean, maybe it's the financial, the investment stuff that's going on. I would really like that if there was some kind of evening out of the oligarchy or the investment, the corralling of all the money by a few. I know Obama's doing something about it, so I'd really love to see that that's what's going on. So I'm seeing Obama being supported as he tries to balance out the banking establishment. And we're wrapping that in light. Now I'm asking the healing team to do something. But you know what they have to do something with, if they're going to be able to help us at all, is the entire consciousness of our species, not just one person or another. So let's call in some of the lights, the universal downloads that are so tremendous right now. Let's call in golden lights and have them come in through the top of our head and come out through our chest and have ourselves send golden light, light of love, appreciation, respect, empowerment to beings all over the world, and have a massive amount of it sent to places that are in trouble and people that are having problems, people that are needing to grow, people that are learning, people that are trying, people that are not trying. Let's send it all over the world so that our collective is infused with a higher level of harmony and gold. Oh my. And have that just bathe our globe. People, animals, vibrational levels. And have it roll around the world and come back through your chest. and fill yourself with light again. Throw it back up into the great central sun. And now let's close that, the healing center. Let's close off the healing chamber. Hop into your star tetrahedron. And let's spin and spin and spin and clean all that variety of frequencies off ourselves. What we want is autonomy, but we also really want to be moving above those drives from the subconscious that just keep us going round and round and around these old programs of the human dilemma of greed. And I want it to be a win-win world, but I really want myself to have learned to move out of those subconscious drives. So hello, we're talking about fear because a lot of people are in fear right now. But you know what? What really occurs to me as we go through all of this stuff is that a lot of us have operated in fear all the way along. When I talk about the oligarchy, I talk about a few people who corralled most of the economics on our planet at this time. And what are they doing? They're afraid of not, what, empowering themselves and running the whole world and not having all the money, right? There's always something we're afraid of. We're afraid of not looking the best. We're afraid of not being the best. We're afraid of not being able to do the next thing. We're afraid of not being safe at home in our relationships. We're afraid of not being safe driving. I don't know. Pick a thing. If we're not being safe about presenting our true selves to the world, I mean, let's talk about fear and let's bring them up and let's release some of those fear-based tensions that are within us so that we can expand and create the reality we want. So I'd love it if you would call in and we'd work on you and your fear, and you don't have to go into sacred geometrics all the time. You can just call in and we're going to do some energy based around the fears that you're feeling or any questions you bring up. Every question we bring up has to do with something we might be a little cautious about or afraid of and something that we want to stretch for, right? So what's going on in your world? Call in 888-815-9756. That's the normal call-in number, but we do have three other lines. Now, I'll give you those numbers quickly. 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4522. So I hope you're going to be calling in and we're going to talk about you instead of behind your back. We're going to talk about you on global radio here on BBS. My name is Veronica Entwistle, for those of you who don't know, and I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. And in my work, a lot of times what we work on is moving, congestions of energy, blobs of energy that look like whirls and swirls and squiggles, denser frequencies that when we radiate as vibrational vehicles of light, we radiate into the world wanting to create great opportunities and so on. We're having our own resistances, holdbacks, confusions, and so on, which show up in a reading as these funny blobs of dense frequency, and they get in our way. They have their own emanation. They have their own statement that they make in the world. So you say, da-da-da, I'm going forward doing this and that. Then your belly comes running in with you, saying, but I'm resisting, I'm holding back, I'm refusing to do it because of what happened before, whether it was other lives or before in this life. So those are the fears that we're trying to bring up. So very often in a session, what we do is we bring up those kinds of energies and move them through. And once they get moving, they disperse quite often. And people find that their lives move much more easily. Not always, of course. So I really want you to call in so that we can have some discussions about what you're working on. Thank you very much. You beeped me right in the nick of time. You're on the air. I think you're on the air. Where are you?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
I'm really good tonight. Are you?
Great. Yeah, I was wondering, I'm trying to find out what my life purpose is. I've been doing it for years, and nothing's really coming up.
What's your name?
Jim.
Hey, hi, Jim. And where are you?
In Ohio.
Oh, great. Okay, hang on a sec here now. We'll just take a look at your soul's journey. You got a big block, Jim. What you... just a sec. Have you been doing, like, regular corporate work or something? You look like you've been doing something almost normal, but behind that, there's something... What have you been doing?
Well, I'm in electrical assembly.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing is that you're holding... You've got a really intense holding pattern. And very often, our soul's purpose, our actual purpose of life, it comes up in really wonderful waves of recognition, waves of excitement and creative verve and so on. And yours looks like it's right under this really peculiar shelf that's running right across the middle of your second chakra. And it even gave me a bellyache when I first looked at it. I'm going,
What does that mean?
What it means is that, to me, it means I'm looking at it and I'm going, you're living a life that is apparently normal. But what's underneath it, you've got this kind of wild, what can I say? You don't have to be a healer, but you've got very much an artistic, sort of an abstract, a little bit of an ethereal, kind of a healer's drive in there. You've got a strong artist underneath. Do you do any kind of art at all?
No. I like music.
Good.
I don't play an instrument or anything. I kind of have that idea that I might be, you know, in healing or health research or something like that, but I still don't know, you know, how to really get in touch with that and make it real or manifest it.
Okay, so what we're going to do, first of all, how old are you, Jim?
55.
Okay, so you're just a kid, right?
Yeah, just a kid.
One of the problems with getting older, and I'm a lot older than you, trust me, but anyway, one of the problems with getting older is we get comfortable in our patterns and we make them harder to break, you know what I'm saying? And so
right.
What I'm looking at, and you don't know how to get to it, I'm saying we're going to do some energy work and I'm going to get everybody to do some with us. And behind it, I just want the energy to break up a certain kind of a pattern in you. And I want to draw you back to a time when you were 5, 7, 8, 9, somewhere in there. You had a very etherical bent to your nature. Do you know that?
Excuse me. Can you speak up a little bit?
When you were young, below 10,
yeah.
You had a very ethereal aspect of your nature. You had a dreamy disposition, did you not?
Yeah, I think so, but I was basically hit in the head by a 2x4.
Oh,
were you
knocked right out?
I mean, I kind of had a jolly-go-lucky attitude, you know, like a goody two-shoes or something, but my parents wanted me to do a lot of things that I didn't want to do,
like
Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and band and stuff like that. I had no interest in those things at all, but I still was made to do those things.
Well, what we're seeing is that there's an aspect of your nature when you were little that was very airy and dreamy and so on, and that's, if you can recover that feeling, that's where your the stuff that's going to bring you to terms with your soul journey is resonant. Remember, we're all energy. We're vibrational vehicles of light. And many of us, as we get older, get more and more in touch with what we're calling our soul purpose, our soul journey, or our relationship with our soul that goes through, around, under, and even bypasses some of the things we've learned on this planet. So I would say that you're a multidimensional being. You're somebody who could be quite a healer. First, I wasn't sure whether it was healer or artist, but as we move through our discussion, because sometimes it takes a while for the fields to part, I feel like if I would take you to somebody and learn a healing course and practice energy work and so on, because in the magic of doing subtle energy, you're going to tap into a really deep place of awakening, a kind of a knowing, an understanding of the universe, an understanding of your past life? Have you ever had a past life experience that was spontaneous?
No.
You're going to have one.
I mean, how would I go about getting one? I mean, should I have, like, hypnosis and a regression?
That would be great. I'd like you to take a healing course.
Do you have one of mine?
Well, keep it really simple. Like, there are a number. I would take vibrational healing. I would follow what I'm interested in, but I'm looking, I'm going, something I've found lately that's interesting and simple to engage in is the reconnection. Look that up. Another one is vortex healing. Reiki's good too, but I find I need something a little bit more, a little bit more fierce. And it seems like when you start doing that, there's something that breaks this kind of hard pan that you've lived with. We talked about fear at the beginning of this show, and your defense, which is a fear-based thing, and it's the fear has been about who you are and whether you're okay, you know, the way you are, has made it very hard for you to break out of what you've been taught to do. You see what I mean? So jump over and take some kind of healing course. Take something that's a weekend course and start to tap into the fact that you can work subtle energies. You can touch. You have a way of seeing and thinking that includes some synesthesia. Look that up. That's where you use that you have color with every sound that you hear. Synesthesia is where you connect several senses in a way that other people maybe don't. And if you can do that, you'll awaken your clairvoyance, your multidimensional seeing and knowing. So it doesn't matter so much what the course is as long as it taps the subtle forces, because that's what's going to break that hard pan that I'm seeing in your belly, which is the second chakra, which houses everybody else's influence and your karma and so on. Because you have a soul purpose that is transcendent. And I know it frightens you. You know, I know it scares you to move off the norm, if you know what I mean. But part of the reason it frightens you, Jim, is because you feel you're not a good person if that happens. And it's not true. It's the reverse. Not that you're not a good person now. But if you step off it and it feels chaotic and crazy, you're still on track compared to what you've been. You're a good man.
So you see, I feel like I'm not a good person if I go after my life purpose?
Yeah. Now that's really interesting because you could say logically, now that's nonsense. But it's way down deep. The inner child, which is the part of you that adjusted to what your parents wanted or what society taught you, that little inner child was afraid not to do the right thing. He thought he'd go crazy. He thought he'd just be slipped away and not accomplish a thing. So it's like hanging on to the side of a building with your fingers, isn't it?
Right.
So if we start to break that up and give you a little free fall, you'll be going, A, part of you goes, I'm not afraid because it's an expanding thing. And part of you is going, holy crap, I could be crazy as a wood tick now, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, you're not. You're going to go through a huge change. And I'm watching your belly change as we talk. Saying to everybody at home, grab hold of an area of your body which represents where you're afraid. Let's do that together. We're calling in the guides and angels, and we're going to blast some of that energy right now. It's just energy of old beliefs and defenses. And let's ask our angels to send some really empowering light through that. Yeah, there you go. Now, you should be feeling something on the right side of your belly right now. Do you feel it? And maybe in your back and your legs. Do you feel anything?
I mean, it seems easier.
Okay.
Yeah. Often.
Because all it is dense frequencies, but those dense frequencies run a pattern, okay? And, of course, you're on the radio live. We're on global radio, Jim. And we can't do the whole entire process because it would take the whole time and more. But I want you to know that if you can drop in there and feel that holding pattern and feel your identity having to be that way, it'll start breaking up. Call in your angels. You've got really good guidance around you, especially right now that's really strong. and say to them, help me take this out. Because you don't have to change everything. You don't have to change your job or anything. You just need to add a conscious learning curve that's accessed to something that's considered to be subtle or etheric. Because you'll break open. I promise you, you will break open. And there will be an understanding of your own soul's journey that'll probably bring tears to your eyes.
You know? So you're saying by accessing the subtle energies, then I will eventually find what my life purpose is.
Yes. Well, your life purpose wants to come out and be talking to you, but you got this hard pan around it. It'll break the hard pan, and the rest will start flowing up to you. I'd also, if I were you, if you have time, do you have time? Do you have a bunch of kids and all that?
Am I around a lot of kids?
I mean, do you have any free time in your life?
Well, yeah, I got a lot of free time.
Good. Well, then maybe you could take an art course, like a painting course or something, or sculpting.
Yeah.
And
never
I know
really
you
love.
I know you love music, but I'm saying the reason I say that is there's something about putting your hands in something gooey and creating something which works well also to break. You see, it's like expression that comes through on such a deep or even a high dimensional level. It doesn't even have to be good work. It's just something that moves the energy in your body. Because I'll bet you, you're 55. When's your birthday?
March 11th.
Oh, goody. So you just had it. Okay. You got time because I'm going 56, 57, and 58 now. That's where you go into your Saturn return anyway, and that's where your valuation starts coming up. But I'll bet you a dime to a dollar, if you start taking a couple of these, even if it's just a one-weekend adventure or two-weekend adventure, you're going to start to awaken to the fact that you're multidimensional and you've got all this light in you and you're pretty eccentric and you could do a lot of things that are very different than a lot of people. And maybe you would be a healer. I don't say you have to be to find your soul purpose, but you do have to find that link to art, music, sound, light, poetry, beingness, vibration. You got to find that link in this lifetime. That's where you find the meaning of your life.
You mentioned one word, and I didn't quite catch it, with the color and sound.
Oh, synesthesia.
How do you spell that?
Okay, S, and people at home, if you don't know this word, look it up. It's wonderful. S-Y-N-T-H. S is in Sam, Y-N.
Y-N.
E-S.
E-S?
Yeah, T-H-E-S-I-A.
So S-Y-N-E-S. T-A-T-I-A?
T-H-E, like the, S-I-A.
Oh.
Synesthesia.
Okay.
There are people pardon me?
That's the technique to help bring color and sound together?
Yeah. Yeah, it's to validate the fact that you already have that propensity, but you don't use it. But if you practice it, you'll awaken so many of your non-physical talents, and it's really surprising. You have a lot of it. In fact, your belly looks better to me right now. Isn't that a rude and intimate thing to say on global radio? Because I really loved your call. I have to go now in case there's somebody else who wants to get on, but I loved your call, and it's not too late, honey. One of the things that a lot of us have realized, it takes a lot of years to actualize, to be a real, live, fully dimensional human being, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just hoping to speed it up.
Good for you. Yeah. Well, you just keep on it and let us know how it goes, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Veronica. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your call. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Good night. Now, that's a wonderful call because we didn't nail him too hard about his fears, but those are, when you're a little kid and you're either abused or pushed around or the authority is this and the authority is that, we're convinced of a lot of things and we're afraid not to go in that direction. Now, some of it is socialization. It's required so that you don't, you know, that you're not a totally gross individual. Most of us aren't really gross by nature, I don't think. Maybe a little cheeky, but not necessarily gross. But looking at Jim's energy, his frustration with not finding his soul journey is reflective of being bound up by the fears of not doing things right, and then the fear of not being secure, or fear of being a crazy man, or fear. I mean, think about it. What a myriad of fears we have at any given time. Hello, you and me and all kinds of other people, not just him. So call in. We got time for one more caller, but I really am saying that as we step out of this time in history, we keep talking about the shift. What is the shift? To me, the shift is, you know, we're talking about the Mayan calendar, and I'm always commenting on how Maya and Eastern mysticism is about the illusions that we live, you know, thinking that our emotions or the dramas that we're living, they're real, but actually they're just an illusion. And here we're talking all the time about the Mayan calendar. And that's funny to me because those words, the two, Mayan, the illusion, Maya, the illusion, and Mayan calendar, they're everywhere. I'll be with you in just a moment. They're everywhere these days, and I'm wondering if the shift means we're actually shifting out of the illusion, or that is the option, that's the option I want. And a lot of the illusions are developed and swollen by what's radiant within our subconscious, aren't they? And we're going to step out of them. I'm so glad you called. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Ronnie. It's Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you doing?
Good, good. I recently had a couple things happen, and I finally found and validated what I'm here to do at long last.
Oh, good.
Which I kind of knew.
Jim would like to hear that, I'm sure.
I was, because I for the last 2 years had a bug on about channeling, and it was confirmed that's what it'll be.
Really?
Something about ancient texts in there. I don't know. I don't have a clue what I'm doing, what I'm going, when it's going to happen. But, you know, my husband said, you know what? You got to step off the edge. And I thought, you know what? Just do it.
I think that's wonderful. And he's very supportive, huh?
Very, very, very much so.
Is he unwell? I can't remember.
We're going through something with an insurance company.
That's right.
And an employer.
Because he looks like he's there. He's not functioning all that well right now.
Well, things are moving along fast.
Yay.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to start... First of all, Joy, I wanted to say at the beginning, and I wish I'd said it before you said what you did about channeling, because I wanted to say your light is so psychic. Your colors, we talked about synesthesia, your colors are so about harmonizing with dimensions and bringing forward light for other people. But it's not the same light Jim had. That's why it's very interesting to me. It's a really kind of a mothering, strengthening light. It's different. It's not the light of the artist healer. It's the light of the strong, passionate, nurturant healer. It's very beautiful.
I think what I was told was probably in teaching, but I'm kind of new in that. I'm not sure how to go about it. So what I've decided to do is just start meditating. And I was doing that the other night, and I felt a funny sensation, like, on the left side of my head. It's almost like a buzzing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And a sort of like a pressure around my eyes and, like, where the third eye would be. So I have no idea what that means, but I figure I'm just going to go with the flow. And
well, have you done channeling yet? Have you done any channeling?
I've been told by like 7 different people, some of them very well known, that I have, and I think I have. I kind of, you know how you get into that, you doubt yourself?
You bet.
But there were things that came through, and it was confirmed that, yes, that's what it was. And I know that I've had an increase in the vibration lately as well.
Well, and that's the thing to do. Do you have exercises for channeling? Because I can give you a few pointers.
Well, I'd be happy for all the tips I can get.
For all the tips in China. Well, actually, one of the things that I
can email.
What's that?
Or I can email so you're not kept on the line.
No, I just wanted to say this to people because I think it helps a lot, is when you do a physical workout, or if you do like a really rugged workout, you know, some people do workout these days, you work out,
right?
Or you just do a really strong pranayama breathing exercise, or you do both in a meditation, it's way easier to channel when you've gotten your body all worked up and you've cleared the energies and the endorphins have come through and so on. It really is a lot easier. And then you call in, you know, say your prayers and call for the highest. Always call for the highest. And then call in a golden light above you. And I used to drop a stream of that light into the top of my head like syrup, you know, like golden syrup is.
Right.
And that was a wonderful exercise. But I always went through quite a regimen of workout, meditation, breathing, and then calling in. And it works out better than pretty much any other technique I've tried for channeling, actually.
Well, I think what I was feeling too was I had an energy reading done, and what happened was when I was told this, you and Jackie were talking about fears last week, like all the fears, and it come up and really smacked me upside the head. And I think what it was, I figured out after, it wasn't necessarily I was afraid to do it, but I want to do it with integrity.
Good.
And
it's a big deal.
And it was that whole thing about responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just have great faith in you, and you know that I'm going to be pulled off stage because my time is pretty much at a close. But thank you, and keep us posted on how your channeling goes because I know it'll be wonderful.
I will, and have a good night.
Good night, Joy. Thank you.
Hi.
This is Veronica Entwistle saying, tune in to Paradigm Shifters next week, but you know what? I don't know who my guest is. I have a bunch of names and responses out there waiting for books and waiting for finalized feedback. So I have some exciting guests coming up, and they are to be announced. If you're not on my mailing list, which tells you every week who my Paradigm Shifters guest is for 8 o'clock Tuesday night, it's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Let me know who you are, and I'll put you on my mailing list. If you have suggestions for Paradigm Shifters, the same thing, veronica@veronicaentwistle. Or if you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels, I'd love to meet with you in the etheric, veronica@veronicaentwistle. All right, stay tuned, and at the top of the hour, you'll be with Jackie Salvitti and me. I get to interview the team. Jackie Salvitti's ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. It's a wonderful show. I really learn a lot. The team is just great. Of course, so is Jackie, too. But I love to be able to interview the channeled team from all over the universe. So thank you so much for listening. Many, many blessings to all of you. Take some blessings in and send them out to our Radiance by Design community, and I'll see some of you at the top of the hour.